The Gwazala Nkwaxdaw Nation, GNN, welcomed Minister of Fisheries Joanne Thompson for a familiarization visit focused on fisheries governance, indigenous rights, and pathways to economic reconciliation. The meeting on July 19 aimed to provide the minister with a deeper understanding of the nation's history, governance, and challenges related to fisheries and marine stewardship. During the visit, GNN leaders shared the lasting impacts of the 1964 forced relocation from their traditional territories, ongoing barriers to food fishing access, and the nation's exclusion from economic opportunities tied to marine resources. GNN outlined systemic barriers within current fisheries management frameworks while showcasing the nation's innovative marine stewardship programs. A cornerstone presentation highlighted GNN's expansive traditional territories and demonstrated centuries of sophisticated fishing practices and marine conservation knowledge. Both hereditary and elected leadership emphasized the urgent need for meaningful recognition of indigenous rights and title, calling for federal partnership in advancing substantive economic reconciliation. Discussions also addressed key government decisions affecting GNN's marine territory and economic future, such as the draft BC Salmon Aquaculture Transition Plan. GNN emphasized the need for full, informed, and collaborative consultation in the development of policies that directly impact the nation's governance, livelihoods, and stewardship responsibilities. The visit concluded with a site tour of the Sulquait Reserve, where the minister viewed the recently opened emergency shelter and observed firsthand the economic challenges facing the nation, including housing infrastructure constraints on the flood-prone reserve. The visit included a stop at the site of GNN's nearly completed Gukji Big House, a major milestone in the nation's cultural revitalization efforts that reflects years of community-driven work to restore traditional governance and ceremonial life.